All right, so it's 11:22 a.m. Good morning. I have to be in Williamsburg, Brooklyn at 1 p.m. Don't worry about why. It's show business related, but it's none of your business, really. You know, all this stuff isn't... It gets announced when it's supposed to be announced. I'm just telling you where I'm supposed to be so you have an idea of my mindset. Like, I wanted to wake up a while ago, and I'm getting up now. I wanted to prepare for this thing at 1, but now I'm going to be less prepared than I like. But I'll be prepared enough. So I have to get, Williamsburg, Brooklyn is about a half hour away from where I'm from, via the subway. Driving, who the fuck knows. Everything's in Brooklyn. You know, I live in Manhattan. It's where I always wanted to live. And by the time I got to live in Manhattan, everybody's like, no, Brooklyn's where it's at. I still like it here. You know, I have, I live in a neighborhood with the guy from The Americans. The neighbor, not the main guy, but the neighbor. The guy that's in the FBI, that guy, he lives on my block. Maybe I've mentioned it before, but it bears repeating. Oh, do you hear that jackhammering? That shit's been going on for hours. I sleep through it like it's nothing. That's the sounds of the city. Jackhammers, police sirens, the crazy yelling homeless man. There's this homeless guy. He's definitely mentally ill, and he yells. Just yell, and he doesn't end up on my block. He's close by, but he doesn't end up on my block that much. But every once in a while, the windows are open. It's later at night, and you just hear this guy yelling. It's just part of what makes living in a city great. You say, hey, maybe one day I'll lose my mind and I'll be yelling on the street. So let's enjoy the day. I guess I'll look at the news. It's what I do on this show. So, South and North Korea table tennis teams requested to not play each other in the quarterfinals, but instead play the semifinals together as one team. Now, that's very good for world peace, right? This North Korea all of a sudden has gotten so chill. But you would think the people of North Korea, particularly the table tennis team, chill already. You know what I mean? Do you think... I mean, I understand they're competitive, probably pretty intense. But here's... I'm saying if I'm another... Say I'm playing for the American table tennis team. I'm assuming this is for the world championship of table tennis. And two countries, all of a sudden, want to be one team. I'd be like, yo, dude. You can't just... It's like Holland and Belgium can't just decide to be some super group. You're different countries, dog. I'm happy that you're being. I'm just looking for the interest of the table tennis players. But yeah, sure. I guess every that must be an interesting world to exist in. The table tennis world championship. You think a lot of fucking going on during that, during those, like, different teams hooking up? You know, they're all, this is what they've been working their whole lives for. Emotions are running high. I don't know, maybe it's all business. Maybe they're just super hyper-focused. Well, good luck to South and North Korea. I hope they find unity, but I hope that America wins if there's a an American team. If not, I would say I'd go Canada. Then Mexico. I would go North America. I'd stick with the North America countries. I'd go any of these countries in there. And then I would go over to... I'd say I got no dog in the fight. I'm not going to start parsing which European countries I like. You know, I like England. But am I on their side? I guess, well, they're an ally. I guess I'd go England. But I'm not putting any money down. I don't bet on sports. I don't bet on much. I always lose money. Illinois State Senate votes to teach LGBT history in schools. That's fantastic. See, that's I think that's important. There's a lot of important LGBT history. There's protest, like the Stonewall riots. There's there's that Benedict Cumberbatch movie about the gay guy that was did something important, but then they got mad at him because he was gay. I can't remember. I can't remember the name of the movie. I would show that in the class if I was teaching it. That's a good day when you can just like show up and show a movie. I would imagine as a teacher, it's great as a student when you get to watch the movie. And then when the end of you only get halfway through the movie and they're like, all right, we'll watch the rest of it tomorrow. You're like, fuck yes. I got another half a movie coming to me tomorrow. I wish I could remember the name of that movie. But you know it. I think he won an Oscar. He was nominated for an Oscar. It was a big deal. What else would be big? I guess you go Caitlyn Jenner. That's a little recent. They know that. If I'm teaching a class today, it'd be like, you got to start at the... I guess you go back to the Greeks. The philosophers, weren't they having sex? You could talk about how, hey, people have been doing it for a long time. Then Oscar Wilde. Talk about him. Oh, there's plenty. But good for Illinois. I'm sure there's going to be some parents that'll be like, don't teach that to my kid. I don't want them to know that there's gay people in history. They don't need to know that happened. I told them that they just started. The gay people just started up last week. I don't want to know it's been going on for forever. I told them God's not happy about him. I mean, if you're anti-gay, it's usually a religious thing, right? But it's not really, but that's what you... Is there any atheists that don't like gay people? I'd be an issue. Like, no, I don't believe in God. I don't care for the gay people. I don't like it. Why are they doing the thing I don't want them to do? I don't want to do that. Why do they do it? I don't want to be in love with the person of the same sex as me. Why would they do it? But yeah, I don't believe in God. I don't think that exists. But hey, if you're an atheist, if you're a homophobic atheist, please email me. I'd be very interested to know all about it. We have no interest in satisfying the desires of day traders. We couldn't care less. Please sell our stock and don't buy it. Elon Musk. There you go. Don't buy. If you're a day trader, Elon Musk wants none of your business. I don't know what that's even about. I'm not going to sit here and read a whole Tesla article. I'm assuming that's what it's about. Desperate to hire more business, to hire more businesses opening doors to pot smokers. Well, why would? I always surprised. I had a job interview, and then I knew there was a drug test at the end of the interview. If I got the job, I didn't get it, so I didn't have the drug test. But I'm like, are they really going to say I can't do this gig? Because, like, this big media company, if I fucking, they find that I smoke weed? Like, I was just curious. I wasn't going to even say anything. I would have taken it the whole way. And then if they didn't hire me, I would have said, you guys are nerds, and then flip them off while I walk out the door. But yeah, no business. Unless, I wouldn't even say if you're like a airplane pilot, you shouldn't be smoking when you fly a plane. But if you're, this is a stupid argument. Of course, it's like the alcohol, if you alcohol's okay, pot's okay, of course. But it doesn't, It seems stupid to repeat the argument, but it would be dumb to repeat the argument only if marijuana was completely legal and as acceptable as alcohol in America. Then, or whatever country you live in, if I was doing the podcast in that country. Not that America is the world, but it's the world to me for the most part. I don't leave it that often. I haven't left it. Last time I left it was like to go to Canada. That's all I've left it for in the past like fucking 5 years. I haven't gone anywhere except here in Canada. I was in England in 2010. Anyway. All right, enough of this shit. I'm going to go. Heads up, tomorrow I might take off. I don't know. I have to travel tomorrow. I'm going to Northampton, Massachusetts. And if I go tonight, I'll probably do a show tomorrow, but I might take it off. I leave that open now that I take weekends off, that there might be the odd other day I need to take off. You know, it's up to me. But I might see tomorrow. I might see you Monday. We'll see later. All right, I got to go. We love you.